Rob Parr,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 496. It is September 27, 2023. If you are joining us on a Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. at willsyoutube.com, perhaps you're listening on podcasts at a later date or on Radio St. Pete 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. And joining me, as always, you know her, you love her, she sounds great, it's Anna Hummel.
Hello.
You may notice that Anna sounds a little better than normal because she has a microphone that works.
Thank you, Will. This is a gift from you, and I very much appreciate it. Very unexpected, but thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
I hope it really improves the quality of the program.
I think it definitely will. And it just, I don't know. It was money well spent as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, now I don't have to get you anything for Christmas. And
you're good for the next 2 years.
I'm good. I'm all set. And then, you know, you can use it in your other endeavors. And it's just a win-win all the way around. So very good. Anna, I have some breaking news for you. This programming note for everybody as well. Last minute, no podcast next week, no live stream. Would you like to guess why?
Yes, I would like to guess.
Okay.
Are you going to a football game on a Wednesday or?
Nope. No football on Wednesday.
I'm like, is there a planned sickness?
Maybe this will help.
Are you going to see a show? Why do you have a pirate's hat on?
I'm going on a boat.
You're going on a boat.
I'm going on a boat. A cruise ship boat. I'm going on a cruise.
For like a vacation?
For a vacation. Last minute. I want it.
Is this with... Oh, you, what? You want it?
Well, kind of. I won the lottery of friendship. And one of my...
What did Mike Olivero do, yeah, finally? Pfft.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing for me anyways. Not from the radio station. I won the lottery of friendship from my rich friends. One of them, it's their birthday party. And we had a boys' night last week because it was one of the girls' birthdays. And she wanted us to celebrate, but she wanted us to celebrate separately but equal. So she sent us out on a boys' time, and she had a hangout with the girls. And then during this boys' time, I know it's very, I'd like to get your thoughts on that too. I really fought it, but I was like, I don't have anything else to do, so I'm going to go and do this thing. And it's nice to hang out with the dudes, but it's a very millennial thing to do. But anyway, during this time, you know, alcohol was exchanged. We were having fun, and one of the conversations was, hey, you should come on this cruise that we're going on next week. And I said, I would love to do that, but I'm not able to do that, unfortunately. And he goes, well, what about if I just buy you a board? And I said, I mean, look, if you buy me a board, I can't say no.
Let me ask you this. How many days is the cruise?
4 days.
Oh, wow. That's a cruise.
Yeah, it's a real.
I thought you were going to go on like a yacht, starship, you know, like 2 hour deal around the bay. I didn't realize you were going on a legit cruise to possibly another country.
Yeah, I have to bring my passport. It's out of Miami. It's not even like a Carnival cruise either. It's a Virgin cruise, which is very fancy. I mean, like it's a lot of money for this dude to be showing.
That's a lot of money. Wait, no, let me guess.
Yeah.
For a 4 day cruise, it's $1,100.
It's a little bit more than that, but yeah.
Who's your rich friend? Does his name rhyme with Bayer?
Yes, it does. Which is a shame because I have to kind of not talk trash on him a little bit, but I have to kind of scold, not scold either. I got to pick my words because he's in my good book. I know he's in my good book right now, but there's something that happened over the weekend during this boys that I want to talk with you about.
How many more boosters do you have to get?
None. No boosters.
I want to win.
Yeah, no, none of that. But something happened. I'll tell you about that in a second. But yeah, it's a shame that I have to even. It's not going to even be speaking ill because he is really in my good book right now. He can't be any
as
better.
He could be.
Yeah. So anyway, so we're going to leave next Wednesday. We're going to be out of here. I got to drive to Miami to take this boat. I think it's the only Virgin cruise line that's in the United States. I think the other few are over in Europe or something somewhere. It's a very nice boat. I did some poking around. Johnny's been telling me all about it because he and Leah are taking a Virgin cruise in December, I think, for their anniversary. So he's like, okay. Oh, dude, he's like showing me all this stuff. And the one of the good things is they have a bunch of restaurants and there's like dinner scheduled and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know if these are included. So I got to figure out a way to like get some walk around money here. I'm gonna have to drain my savings account. But good news, I guess it's all inclusive. Once you're on the boat, you're in. And that includes dinners. No,
it's
tipping.
It's all inclusive. Yeah. I think like alcohol, there's, you know, past a certain limit, you have to buy a package. But other than that, it's all inclusive. Once you get on the boat, you're good to go.
Yeah. So this is
how exciting. Wait, so this is now, let me get this straight. Is this just a boys thing or you said this is the co-ed?
This is girls will be invited to this. Okay. Yeah. We don't see the guys don't do any of this. And I wish they did kind of separate but equal type of events where it's just the dudes, the girls do it all the time and nobody bats an eye. But, you know, if the guys don't really do that, they don't go, hey, we're going to hang out with guys.
You got shunned for doing the supper club, remember?
Yeah. And this is Nicole who decided that she was going to do this weird birthday thing.
It's your 35th birthday, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
That's why it's like a big celebration.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, initially when she told me this plan, I was like, are you crazy? What's wrong with you? Where's your hubris at? Like, this is not a Beyonce video. What are you talking about? This is insane.
What do you mean? What's crazy? The
just
the cruise or
the event of separate but equal celebrations where we're going to be celebrating her, but she's not going to be there type of thing. Like the hubris factor of that.
Like, I want to hang out with the girls. You go hang out with the boys. And then we're also going to go on this. Is it a birthday cruise? Is that her thing?
Well, this is Kayer's thing. This is Kayer's birthday thing. So, and he's
Kayer's birthday is in March.
I know. It's a whole other.
Okay.
Listen, these people live in realities that I cannot even comprehend.
Wait a second.
You understand? I mean, like, I'm just along for the ride. Look, I'm happy to, it's just like a boat, you know, you don't need to own a boat. You just need a friend with a boat. I don't need money. I have friends with money and they are very generous with it from time to time. And I get to enjoy the boats.
Right. Okay. So this is just so I get the story straight. There's a separate but equal like birthday thing where you're celebrating this girl who is hanging out with not you.
Mm-hmm.
And then during this hangout with the boys comes the cruise thing and you got a last minute ticket on this cruise ship. And it's not a birthday thing for the girl. It's a birthday thing for a guy who has a birthday in March, even though it's September.
You got it. We're up to date right now. This is what's happening. Right. So
proceed.
You know, again, I'm kind of here along for the ride. So I went to the thrift shop today and found some cruise clothes. I found some great cruise shirts.
Said no one ever.
No, I got
there. Cruise clothes.
They're really nice. They have all these like themed party, like a 70s night. And I went and looked around. I'm like, I'm probably not going to go. I pretty much look like that anyways. If I shave just my mustache and put on my aviators, a white t-shirt, you know, I'm pretty much
70s, baby.
I look like, you know, Matthew McConaughey's fat brother from Dazed and Confused anyway. So that's good there. There's like a pajama night party. Okay. I pretty much wear pajamas all the time anyways. So that's not a problem. But then I got this party hat For the Scarlet Knight, you got to wear red. So I got a nice red flowery shirt. And then this thing I'm going to wear in some white pants because I'm the party pirate that night.
Okay.
So that'll be good. And yeah, it's exciting. So obviously next week, like I said, no podcast will be devastating to some and a blessing to others. By the way, congratulations.
To
Mosh Jelton, who won Best Podcast. Oh, no.
What? Is this creative loafing, I assume?
This is breaking news. So I bet Mosh Jelton bet me on air that he was going to win Best Radio Show and Best of the Bay. And I said, no way. That's not possible. I said, listen, no disrespect, but Mike's going to win that. I mean, he's got millions of ears that are listening.
Yes.
Well, potentially, I mean, hundreds of thousands, at least maybe millions. Sure. Of super doing it. Oh my God. So I bet him $100. I said, how much do you want to bet? And he threw out $100 and I was like, ooh, that's a lot. I don't know if I want to do that or not. And he goes, I don't know, man. I think I'm in. If you want to do it, if you want to bet. And I said, okay, let's do it. Johnny just sent me, I was expecting him to send me that Mike won. Mosh Jelton won Best Radio Show in Tampa Bay on Best of the Bay. So I owe Mosh Jelton $100. Worst timing ever. I was like, cool. I'm going to get another 100 to, you know, put it in a slot machine on this cruise ship. That's cool. So yeah, I am a man of my word. I will be Venmoing Mosh Jelton $100.
Oof. He has a radio show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so he does a podcast, and then I actually got him on Radio St. Pete. So he's on Radio St. Pete. So yeah, technically he does have a radio show.
Was he rapping? What's the show?
No. Oh, so he does like a talk radio program. Like,
okay, it's been a few years. So, and I'll be pretty frank, but when I was on the Johnny B show, we'd have Mosh Jelton on. I think you were on the show at the time, maybe not.
Yep.
And he would, you know, come in and spit bars, and it was super cool. And then there was something that happened, and I'm trying to remember what that thing was. Maybe it was some issue with Drew or something, and then we couldn't have him on anymore. Do you remember this?
Yeah, there was some drama there. Yeah,
there
for
was
sure.
Something.
Yep.
So I didn't know that. I didn't realize you guys were back in each other's good graces, which I'm grateful for, because he was a super cool dude.
Yeah. Well, we never had any, you know, ill will. I don't even know if it had anything to do with. I think he got mad or something. He fought with Drew or something, and then
yeah.
So anyway, he started his own thing, and you know, then he was doing Wednesday night. Rap roast with us. Oh my God, tonight's gonna be brutal. Oh no, thank God we're not on air tonight because the Lightning are playing. So at least it'll have 24 hours to kind of get the gloating out. $100, I gotta pay Mosh Jelton. That sucks. I'm gonna pay him in installments. I'm gonna be like, I'll give you $25 a week over the next month.
That works. Hey, it still counts.
Yeah, no, I gotta. Yeah, Johnny just sent it to me because I was expecting. He said that he won Best Podcast, which I assume that he would, because he really lobbied really hard for it. I got to give him props for that. He went out, like, hit the streets, like, held up signs, like, way more work than I would do for this stuff. But, yeah, sure enough, Johnny just sent it to me. He said he won Best Podcast. I assume that he would. Best Radio Show, The Mosh Jelton Show, Runners Up, Drew Garabo Live, and The Mike Calta Show.
Oh.
Wowie, wowie, wowie. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm shook right now. I'm really shook. More about the $100 than anything, but
yeah, wow, that's kind of steep. I bet, no doubt.
Oh my God, I wanted like $20, but he threw out the hundy, and then I was like, oh man, I don't know if I should take this bet or not. Like, if I lose, it's gonna suck.
Yeah, but you're going on a cruise, buddy. That's been bought and paid for by a rich friend. So
true, true.
That's pretty cool. How many people are going on this cruise?
Oh, it's a bunch of people. I think it's like 12 people total.
Wow.
Oh, so not only did we're kind of not, and I'm not complaining about this, but we're kind of in the steerage area. We're in the pleb cabins, which is still very nice. Don't get me wrong. But this Kayer upgraded everybody who was going like months ago to the nice rooms. So everybody was in a suite at one point, or in a cabin, I mean, and then he upgraded them to the suites. So he's got too much. Like I said, he's just got too much. But it's good. Like, it's good. He's generous with it, at least, you know.
That's awesome. And he upgraded everybody?
I mean, he got us on. I'm going with my buddy Dan. We're going to share a cabin. But so he got us on, but he upgraded everybody else previously, like a few months ago, to the really nice rooms.
Let me ask you this, because it's a question that people maybe want to know. And by people, I mean me. Will there be any exes on this cruise together?
No exes.
No. Okay.
It's mostly couples, and Dan and I are kind of the anomalies because my girl is just getting back from a huge vacation, so she can't go. She's got to, you know, play catch up with work and all that. And Dan's girl, I guess, just can't get off. So that's why we're bunking together.
Oh, okay.
In this situation.
I forgot he had a girl, and he currently resides in Oregon?
No, he's here. I guess the plan is for him to potentially move. You know, he's going to put his house on the market fairly soon. And so anyway, it's going to be great. You know, so obviously won't be here next week, but that's okay. So that I said I got to kind of give Kayer some crap here, though, because this I got a lot of like things that involve race this week, which I tiptoe around anyways, because we clearly don't live in a free society where you can say whatever you want. And also there's bad actors that will just accuse you of being a ist if you mention anything. But there was two instances that happened, one being at Boys Night, one the day after. And I thought how the reactions were different because of the race of the person that was involved. And it's really annoying, and I don't think it's fair. And I know that you don't care anymore. You can't get fired. I can, but I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying from my perspective, I'm not giving any sort of opinion on. See, I'm already tiptoeing around it. Let me just tell you what happened. So Boys Night, we're at the bar. Blue Goose, I think now known as the Wayward Goose.
Been there a few times.
Yeah.
I know it's one. I think it might be your favorite bar in St. Pete, maybe.
It's definitely one of them. Yeah. I mean, I don't go there anymore, but
yeah.
It's good, you know. It's like the adult Ben's, I call it.
Yeah, okay. That's a fair description.
Yeah, so my buddy goes, so it's Kayer, who's an Indian dude, and then Ben, who's a whitey. And they disappear.
Very white. Oh, very white.
The whitest of the white. And
couldn't even pass for like Italian, you know.
No.
White.
He looks like a forefather. Like he looks like a guy that signed the Declaration of Independence.
He does, yeah.
Yeah. So he and Kayer disappear for a little while. I'm talking to this dude, Steve. We're kind of just talking about work and stuff. So then they come back and I saw a text from Kayer. It said, come play pool. They have pool tables there. And I was like, oh, crap, I missed that. So they already sat down with us again after being gone for a while. And then Kayer's like saying to Ben, like, why'd you do that? I'm like, what happened? So they were trying to secure a pool table. During this time, I guess there was a black dude there and he's like, no, this is ours. And Ben was like, oh, well, we're going to play here. We already got our stuff. We're all set up and everything. I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly what happened. So I'm kind of telling you from their point of view, and they were drunk. So I don't really know what happened. Anyway, the bottom line, Kayer's telling Ben, first of all, he goes, why didn't you use your privilege? Meaning white privilege. And I just look at him like, I don't know if he's trying. He's really good at you know, poking sometimes. So I don't know. Maybe he's messing around with that. I don't know. Then he goes, why didn't you let me handle it? Now, Kayer, again, great guy. However, he's grown up. He's an aristocrat. He's grown up. His father was a doctor. He's a doctor now. Like, he's multi-generational. He's a low-level prince in America, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, like, I could have handled it because I'm brown type of thing. And then Kayer lets it be known that not only did we not get the pool table, but Ben forfeited $2 in quarters that were sitting on the table there. And I go, wait, what? Why? He goes, it's $2, whatever. And I'm going, what? But why? Why would you feel the need to do that? And we didn't really get a conclusion to this. We kind of dropped it, but I have a feeling it was like, I just don't want to cause a scene. I don't want there to be a scene. I don't want there to be a problem where potentially there's a news article written about me because I didn't let a black guy have a pool table or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Again, I don't really know. This is why I think that, because the next day I'm in the park doing my run. And I'm running.
Shirtless or?
Oh, completely shirt. I don't care anymore. I'm disgusting. I don't care. I get my sun. I get my vitamin D. And, you know, sorry, you have to look at me, but I'm doing my thing. So I noticed there's a black dude sitting on the bench, kind of off the trail a little bit. I would say 15 feet, maybe 10 feet from the bench. He's got his bicycle parked in on the sidewalk. And not only on the sidewalk, but at an angle. So the sidewalk is completely blocked. And I'm sitting there, I don't even see the dude at first. I'm like, what is this? I'm doing Larry David in my head right now. Like, this is a sidewalk, not a park walk. Like, what's going on here? Yeah. And, you know, I'm thinking, it looks like it was done intentionally because it's not even parked straight. It's at an angle where it's completely blocking the sidewalk. Now, again, you just go off into the grass and cut around. It's the principle of this. It's a principle. And then I'm going, what the hell? And I'm thinking about, like, what am I going to do? Because I'm approaching. I go, I could just, like, give it a little nudge, knock it down. And, oh, my God, sorry. And just keep going. Then I notice who the bike belongs to. And I go, I can't do anything. I can't do anything here. It's not worth it. I'm working out the game scenario in my head. Number one, I say, hey, man, what's the deal with your bike? Why don't you, you know, you could just put it next to the bench where you're sitting 10 feet away. And he could very well go, oh, my gosh, you're right. I'm sorry about that. And then move it.
Unlikely, yes.
That seemed like the most unlikely of the scenarios. Number two, I say that, hey, what's going on here? What's the sidewalk? And he goes, F you. So then
mind
it's
your business.
Mind your business. So then more than likely, if anybody said that to me in America, I'd be like, nah, F you too, and keep going. Number three, he beats me up for talking about his bike. Again, I've been in a fight since high school.
Honestly, almost, that's not even the worst case scenario.
Well, so the worst case scenario, in my point of view, is it comes to some physical altercation. Now I'm the guy who I just beat up some black dude
taped, right,
who was just riding his bike in the park. And I'm some white, you know, devil that beat him up. That's what I'm thinking, because I've seen news articles like that where it's like the worst case scenario and it proves their narrative and they run with that. So I'm just like, this is nope, not doing it now. If it was a white guy that was doing that, I probably would have said something. And he probably would have said, F you, mind your business. And I would have said, yeah, F you too. This is a park. This is a society, and kept going. But not worth it. I didn't feel like, while I want to be Larry David sometimes, I felt like it was not a good idea for me to say anything just because this guy was a different color than me, which I don't like. It's not healthy. And it's kind of racist a little bit, even though it's, you know, positive, I guess, because they get, you know, get to do whatever they want. And I'm not going to say anything about it, but it's not fair. It's not, not healthy. And it sucks. I don't like it.
Well, I mean, again, these are rules that you've implemented on yourself.
True.
You know, you feel like the potential of it to go sideways is high, and you probably wouldn't be wrong. Like, and I think that your assessment is correct that, you know, as unfair as it would have been where you're treating him differently because he's black, I think that it was the right move because it's just not worth the fallout if it were to get filmed somehow, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, so with that, it's so easy to edit and just show the last few seconds of something. And then all of a sudden you're which probably is the most unlikely scenario. Like, again, I'm not tough. I'm not a fighter. I wouldn't. But if it came down to, like, I'm going to try and let's just say that I win, then, you know, the story would probably be that this poor guy was just trying to ride his bike and some bully, you know,
and this Karen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a guy.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres lesbian lookalike decides to that it's his park and that he's going to be, you know, the guy that confronts this poor black guy who was just trying to enjoy his day in the park. And then you beat the S out of him. Well, I mean, it's likely to go the other way around, but you understand.
Yes, I do understand. And I ran those scenarios through my head and didn't accidentally nudge the bike and try to knock it over, or I just went in a wide sweep around it and kept going. And, you know, what, on my second lap, the bike was gone. So he, you know, did his thing and left. I don't know if, to me, it felt like he could have just been a dummy and didn't realize what he was doing, but it felt purposeful. Just being at an angle like that, blocking, like almost daring somebody to say something about it. Again, that's just speculation on my end. I don't know.
You're not a mind reader. I do that a lot with things. I take them personally and I go, oh, well, clearly this is what they meant. You don't know. You're not a mind reader. Maybe the guy is, you know, low IQ. Maybe it is intentional. Maybe he's just like absent-minded, didn't realize what he was doing. He didn't mean anything by it. You don't know. And I think you made the right choice here to just run around the bike and go about your day.
Yeah, but it's, you know, again, it just sucks. Because if it was a white dude, I probably would have said something.
Yeah, well, whatever. Like, it sucks. You know, I wish we were all equal. We could treat each other equally. But I think better than that is that you're attuned to what's going on. So at least you have some sort of control and you're not super reactionary, which is good. And I think that is a personality trait and also is a byproduct of just getting older and being wiser. But you had a reaction in your head, but you waited. You ran it through the algorithm and then you adjusted and made the correct response, which was nothing. Do nothing.
I mean, obviously that's not fair, right? I mean,
no, but life isn't fair.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, exactly. I mean, the way that you go about life and the way that I go about life is different. And we could go and we could be so upset about, oh, but it's not the same. It's not 100% equal. It's not fair that, you know, I have to Uber home because I don't want to get raped and you don't. Like, that really sucks. I have to spend this extra money to take care of myself to make sure that I don't get raped, but you don't have to worry about that.
Yep.
Well, maybe now you do, but
yeah,
it's what it is. Like, right. I just, okay, these are the societal norms, rules, whatever. And I'm going to abide by them to the best of my ability to make sure that I'm safe, or, you know, that my reputation isn't tainted or I get canceled or something like that. So you just got to kind of, yeah, it sucks, but it is what it is. You probably would have maybe acted differently if it was a woman versus, you know, a white woman versus a white guy.
Oh, I definitely
know?
Would have fought him. If it was a woman, I would just be okay. Her. No, no questions asked.
Yeah. Just my money's totally on slap. You. So yeah.
It's tough though. Like I said, I feel like Kayer is getting a lot of blowback here and I feel like he's immune. But I've heard him say this before about the idea of privilege. Well, you should have used your privilege. And I don't know if he was kidding or not. Like, he may have been kidding.
It sounds like a joke.
But this is, I don't know. I got really mad. I got really mad at him a few years ago because he tried doing that about, oh, you're white, so you have privilege type of thing. Meanwhile, he's an aristocrat. He's upper class, you know, low level prince in this country, makes a lot of money and he's earned, like, he went to school and he earned it and everything. But just him telling me how privileged I am in this society. Meanwhile, he's, you know, buying me cruises. It's just like, what? Like, a lot of this stuff is class and not race, but that's a whole other story. And, you know, I saw this too. Like, obviously I'm having problems and I sent this to you the other day. I kind of feeds into this conversation about, I'm looking for a job. I work in some segment of corporate America in a professional field in, you know, the insurance industry. And I've spoken about my problems finding employment and I don't understand it really. Probably this video will keep me from that. But I had a feeling that these jobs were, a lot of this stuff is diversity, equity, and inclusion protocols that these companies You know, they want to build a more diverse workforce, and by diversity, I mean less white males. And if you put it, if you frame it that way, that's what it is. But if you say, oh, they won't hire white males, then it's, oh, pff, you know, you're crazy type of thing. So right. I saw this Bloomberg. Let me get it up on the screen here. Present, share, screen. Citizen Free Press. There it is. Bloomberg, since the George Floyd riots, the S&P 100 added more than 300,000 jobs. 94% went to people of color. 94%. 6% went to white people. And how many of those were women? Because I know that women are getting jobs. That is wild, dude. I knew it was that was the case, but I did not know it was that tilted. I mean, like, and I sent that to my girl. And I said, see, look at this. I told you. Like, I'm screwed. I'm screwed. I better make it in radio. That doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I had a job at the radio station that was, would have kept me in the building. Okay. I'm airing some grievances here. Now, apparently it was a misunderstanding, could be the case. I interviewed with one of the big, you know, big dogs at CMG for it. It would have kept me in a building, kept me active on air. It would have been a win-win for everybody. I paid my dues there. I've been there 7 years working part-time. Yeah. Then I found out, oh, they hired an outside hire. An outside, not even somebody that's in the building that's been there a little while. They hired somebody from outside CMG. That's insane, number one.
Now, I'm sure he was, you know, looked just like you, right?
Well, that's the thing, too. I don't even like thinking this. Again, it's like, I don't like feeling this, but... They said, oh, his name's Carlos Hernandez. He started last week. Carlos Hernandez. You know, like, what am I supposed to think? And then I see stuff like this, this graph, and it's like, what the hell? And if I point it out, then I'm going to get, you know, a certain segment of the population is going to go, oh, you're just racist. No, I'm not. I'm not. And it's, but I had the data right here. We can look at it. This is what I'm talking about. I presented this to my girl. You know what she said?
What?
She goes, I don't know. Kind of shrugged it off. You're fine. That pissed me off. I'm fine. Yeah, I am fine. I'm one of the lucky ones because at least I have enough to get by. I'm working two jobs, trying to find a third job to get by. But yeah, I am getting by. You're right. And I guess she could tell that I was kind of mad. She's on vacation, so I'm trying not to. I obviously don't want to fight with her about this. But I saw this graph, and I was just like, "This is unbelievable."
Yeah.
And she goes, "Well, you know, what do you want me?" She goes, "What do you want me to say? Like, black people shouldn't have jobs?" And I'm going, "No, that's clearly not. Like, that's the reaction you get from somebody who's your partner." And it's like, well, I mean, you can flip that on its head and go, do you not think white people should have, like, what is going on here? This is such a bizarre time. No, clearly that's not what I think. But I'm saying that this is an issue, and this is something that could affect her directly. Like, if we're going to continue on in our relationship together down the line, like, does she want to take care of me? Does she want me to be a kept man?
Yeah.
Or does she want me to contribute and be some sort of provider for, you know, our future?
Mm-hmm.
And her thing is just like, well, you know, she's just not confrontational about this stuff.
I get it.
She will agree and say things are bad. I know you're right. I get you. But it's just lip service for me. She's still going to go and vote for politicians who initiate these.
You think so?
Yes.
You don't think that you've influenced her in a way for her to think differently? Or not enough to the point where she would go and vote differently.
She is going to go in a few years, whenever it is next year, and vote for Joe Biden again. Or Kamala Harris again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to vote. I will not be voting. But if I could just talk her into not voting, that would be okay. But now I almost feel like I got to cancel out her vote.
Yeah. Yeah, it's frustrating. And I knew by you sending that, what I gather from that is you were essentially saying, it's not me. I have been trying. The cards are stacked against me. Like, that's what I gathered. It's like, see, I'm not crazy. There's a reason why I've applied to 80 jobs and gotten zero. Like, I could see that that's you had more. Some sort of stats behind your own personal situation. And so it was kind of like vindicating for you that it really wasn't you, Will. It was what you look like.
Well, and I've always thought that, and obviously I'm getting emails about how the corporations that I work for, both of them, by the way, are prioritizing this action. And obviously I don't think anybody should be, I'm for equality. I know the word is equity now, and that just means, as opposed to just being on equal footing and starting from zero. No, because of past historical measures have taken in place in the past. We need to give people a boost up, certain people. So, you know, I'm helpless to do anything about this stuff. It sucks for me and probably other people that look like me that are trying to find a job in, you know, the professional realm with these corporations. But, you know, at the same time, there's going to be a segment of the population that goes, boo-hoo, world's smallest violin. I can't, you know, do anything. Much like the story, like I didn't do anything with that dude. These are the cards that I have. These are the parameters that I can work in. I can't do anything about it. So there's no use of complaining about it. There's no use of, I have this format, at least, that I can complain about it. I'm slightly worried that there might be some sort of blowback. I don't think so. I don't think I said anything that was crazy. But I am nervous about that. So I don't know. It just stinks. It's not fun, but also I know there's nothing I can do about it. So I can only keep trying, keep pushing, you know, try to show my value here. With the job at CMG, it was kind of a thing where they were like, oh, it was a miscommunication. Sorry. I thought this was going to happen. And maybe it was. Maybe Carlos was the best man for the job. That's totally possible.
Last week, but no, I'm just kidding.
It's totally possible, though. And it's just like, man, I just feel helpless sometimes. And that sucks. And again, a lot of people would go, good, you should. Because of what the color of my skin that I can't do anything about. And if I do something about it, then I'm in real trouble, too, obviously, as we've learned.
Right. Yeah, it's a no win. But it's like, what do you even tell someone in that sort of situation? Not like you and I know the truth. It's a good way to filter people in your life. I'll tell you that much. Like people who just get it. And everybody else, you know, there's a handful of people in my life where I can just be candid in myself. Thankfully, you fall in that category. And then there's everybody else where I got to be on my toes and make sure I'm saying not the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. They may take it the wrong way. So at the very least, it's a good way to filter friends and people you can keep in your life and people who are going to turn on you and people who understand where you're coming from. I would say that's probably the best thing that's happened like in the last few years, let's say since the Trump era and woke and all that sort of stuff, is it's just been a good way to filter cool people in and out of your life. You know what I mean? If anything, or it's just like we all experienced COVID and the woke and the George Floyd. And then you see, you know, we went through the turmoil of all the different media. And then what came out of it? If the people that can still make jokes about what went down or understand that you're not a racist just because you made a joke about someone who was Asian, like those people are so either like low IQ, A, B, so afraid, C, just fake, phony, inauthentic. Like, I don't want those people in my life anyways. Mm-hmm. You know, and not the people who got like hardcore red pill, but the people who came out of it and were just like, oh, this is all BS. Oh, this is all like, this doesn't matter. We're a bored society. Women have all the rights that they need and minorities have all the rights that they need. But now we're bored. So instead of, you know, being in Iran as a woman where real problems are going down, or Saudi Arabia, or in China where there's a genocide, you go, well, I'm bored, so let's just post black squares and, yell at each other for not being inclusive enough. Like, it's hilarious.
Yeah, well, there's
people are bored.
There's a, you know, there's definitely a big segment of the population where this is like fashion, and any political fashionistas online that are just posting memes about whatever candidate they don't like, and both sides do this, it's very obnoxious. They get muted immediately for me because I would much rather see stuff that I care about, like Bucks stuff and food stuff. And, you know, I do engage in political content, but it's from people smarter. It's not machines online that are just posting memes online. It's people that have real things to say and are adding to the conversation. And it's not like, you know, I think we've talked about this many times, but people, our friends that post stuff online, they're not like that in person. And I forget sometimes, like, I'll see people who just are posting all day long. Wow, he's me, boring, just, you know, it's not your words. You're just posting somebody else's thoughts like a robot. You talk to them and they're nice. And you go, oh, I kind of thought you were a jerk, but you're cool. You know, like, I can get along with you, can have a drink. So I keep that in mind, too. But, yeah, it's... I don't know. I don't even know how we got into this conversation. But I guess it's aligned with the other stuff, but
yeah,
it's silly times, man. See, Mike from St. Pete says there are people like Tim Pool creating a parallel economy. Yeah, I wish I was good at something. I'm not really. The only thing I'm good at is this, and I can do insurance documents pretty good. So I don't really know what else I can do. I don't think I'm going to make $1 million off HMB radio. Been doing it for 10 years. And, right now we have 5 people watching. So it's not looking good, Mike, but I don't know. I mean, maybe something will happen with that. There is a tipping point eventually, maybe. Ryan says I voted for Darth Vader in the last 2 elections. Okay. That's good. That's a character, not a man. Javier says, how do you think Mo will get paid if the government shuts down from the lightning booting him from the station half the week? Yeah, that's I don't know. I know that politicians get paid if the government shuts down, and yeah, that does suck. I don't know how that affects Mo. You should ask Mo. I'd be curious about that too. I'm pretty sure they still keep TSA going somehow, right?
I think so. If there's flights, then you got to have TSA. So
yeah. So I think there is, unless they're asking them to show up to work and they'll back pay them when maybe that will happen. I don't know. I don't know how many people would do that. Yeah. And that does suck about the lightning booting us off, because that's my pocket's even a little lighter now. Javier says ill will when Johnny tries to sound like Mo. He sounds like Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah, kind of. And Mike from St. Pete says both volumes are equal now. Oh, good.
Fantastic.
Best
Thank
investment
you, Mike.
I've made, I think. You're not at home, right? This is not your home.
This is my home. No, I'm at my rich friend's condo for the next week and a half. It's been lovely. It's been great. I'm very close to work. I'm very close to my jiu-jitsu gym. And it affords me more time to, like, do this podcast. I'm not running around like a-hole. Instead of an hour drive to the gym with traffic, it's 6 minutes.
Oh, that's
to
nice.
My jiu-jitsu gym, which is mind-blowing how much time you save. So it's great.
Crap, I forgot to put the banner up. By the way, you can follow the show, follow me. I mean, home_made_man, HMB Radio on Facebook, hmbradio.com. You can leave a text or a voicemail, 813-693-2124, or email us, or me specifically, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. I feel like I hijacked this conversation. I apologize. It made this all about me.
No, that's fine, because sometimes I'm going to come to the table with stories about me. So sometimes you just got to take a back seat and listen and try to offer some support. I could tell that you were bothered by a lot of the things that happened to you. And that sucks. And sometimes it's like, you know, you're not really looking for me to give you a solution. It sounds like you're just looking for a listening ear. So.
Oh, no. Yeah. Like, I understand that there's no real solutions to this.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that I'm going to have to work within the parameters of what I'm given, and try not to become a complete asswipe. And
more racist than you were before.
I'm not though. That's the thing. I'm not. And I have to check myself sometimes because I'm being put into it and I have to ask myself, wait, am I? And I go, no, I'm not. So good. I guess I gotta find out Moss Shelton's Venmo and send it to him. $100 Congratulations again. That's a big accomplishment, taking down some Goliaths there in the biz.
That's impressive. That's a lot of hustling right there.
It is. So Anna, I guess you're gonna go to class now.
I am. Yes. I have a little bit more time than usual, but yes, I will be breaking some boards tonight.
Phenomenal. That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, I had an incident last night where I probably should have tapped, but didn't. Mm. And I'm suffering today. It was a pride sometimes gets in the way of a few things. And my neck was getting twisted pretty bad. And I refused to be tapped by a white belt who was putting me in a triangle choke. And I just muscled through it. And got her in a position where I was like, I'm just going to try to kick her in the face and maybe she'll let go. And it worked. But again, my neck did suffer quite a bit of damage. So tap, folks. Just don't be too prideful to tap.
Amen. Yeah. That's what we'll call this episode, I think. That's it. That's the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Home_made_man for any hate mail, hate tweets. 813-693-2124. Voice and text line or thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. If you are listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next. If you're following on podcast, thank you. Tell a friend about it. Share it. All that good stuff. We're Anna Hummel. My name's Will Koontz. Talk to you next week. Maybe. Who knows? Okay, bye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.